Amber Ratliff.
What is it?
Amber Ratliff.
Ember? E-M-B-E-R?
Yeah.
Got your name on here? You don't have it on there yet.
Yeah.
Amber Ratliff.
Yeah.
That's a nice name. How old are you?
8.
And where do you live?
Up Hamilton.
At Hamilton?
Yeah.
Hey, who's your mother and dad?
Amber Ratliff and Bonnie Ratliff.
Bonnie?
Yeah.
Tell me about this picture.
Well, this is where my dad was going across, and he got trapped on the other side, and he couldn't come back until I got the bridge built back and all. And by the time I did that, he just wasn't there no more. He got in the flood and got forced away.
Who did?
My dad.
Your dad did?
Yeah. He was down there trying to save people, and when he just grabbed a hold of somebody's hand, and the water just took that person, and he just went down there with him. And he tried to swim, but couldn't.
Couldn't swim?
Nope.
And what happened?
Dad.
Your daddy died?
Yeah.
That's awful sad.
Yeah.
Do you feel mad about it? So is this a picture of that?
Yeah.
So tell me about the picture.
Well, this is where we got trapped on the other side, where the bridge came in two, and he was on the other side and couldn't get back across.
Where did that happen?
Parsons.
Do you still think about him a lot?
Yeah.
What do you think about
him? I think that it was awful bad that he got washed away.
Do you dream about him?
No.
Do you have other brothers and sisters?
I have one sister. No brothers.
How old is your sister?
13. Be 14 Monday.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your mom doing now?
She's working for Dad. When she gets home, she helps me with my homework if I have any. Then she just does the housework. Stays up half the night doing the housework.
She does?
Yeah. Because she has to work till 6 that night.
Where does she work?
Charcoal plant. They were helping. My dad got washed way down past there, and you know, and my mom just, when they got the bridge fixed and all, she went to work and started working down here helping them clean up and all. But my mom keeps saying every night that they're going to get somebody else to work in his place and other people's place that got washed away.
Your dad used to work at the charcoal plant?
Yeah.
So she took his job?
Yeah. I had nothing left to do. Take his job so he could still get money. But the bad part about it is she couldn't drive. She had to walk to work each evening.
And now she's afraid they're going to hire somebody else?
Yeah.
For his job?
In fact, she already knows that.
And what'll happen then?
Then she'll just have to go to find another job.
Do you think she'll be able to do that?
Yeah. She has a couple of jobs that she's going to look into, see if she can get hired. But at least she'll only work to four.
Were you and your dad real close?
Yeah.
Good buddies?
Yeah. About the same with my grandpa. That's who's going to take over the job. My mom said when he comes over, she's going to ask if he could get hired up there so he could work there so he could have money and we could have money.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, show me where your dad was.
He's just crossing right here when the water took us right here away.
So he washed down into here?
He went back to see if there was some way, see if there was some way like this. And right there where he didn't see where the water washed away that piece. He just slipped right down there and went down. So the way she gets to work so far is Grandpa.
Telling me your story. It's a sad one.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to be okay?
Yeah. Up where we are, not very much water can get up there.
Because
up where we are, ain't no water can get to us. Ain't no creek or nothing up there.
That's good. Thank you for talking. Tell me your name.
Kimberly Nine.
What is it?
Kimberly Nine.
Kimberly
Nine.
Kimberly Nine? How do you spell your last name?
N-I-N-E.
Nine, like the number.
Yeah.
And what's your mother and dad's name?
Vicky Nine and Luther Nine.
And what's your telephone number at home?
478-2285.
285. Where do you live?
Hamilton.
Hamilton. Okay, you want to tell me about your picture?
This is at St. George, about that morning in that house.
This is at St. George?
Mm-hmm. That's a mailbox.
A mailbox at St. George?
Next to water.
Whose house is that?
My aunt's.
This is your aunt's house here?
Yeah.
And what's her name?
Dolores Nine.
Dolores Nine? And what happened to her house?
It got flooded.
Water got up in it?
Mm-hmm. It floated away.
It floated away?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. What's she saying?
Yeah.
And what is this?
It's a barn.
A barn? Did that float away too? No, the barn is still there?
Just got mud in it.
Tell me some more about it. What are these?
Raindrops.
Big raindrops?
That's mailbox.
And that's her mailbox?
Mm-hmm.
What does it say on it?
Mailbox.
R. Is that her number?
No.
What is it?
Mm-mm.
You don't know. It's nice. How have things for you been since the flood? Do you think about it sometimes?
No.
You don't? You don't worry about it anymore?
No.
You never had a dream about it?
No.
What have you been thinking about?
Nothing.
You don't think about anything? Will you sure draw nice pictures? Is there anything else you can tell me about the flood?
No. No.
Okay, thank you.